Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. So today's video is all about recycling and taking care of the planet and trash. What do you do with your trash? It gives you some ideas for how to reduce your trash. This woman managed to reduce her trash into a single jar. So I think about all the trash that I have produced from food, plastic, normal trash, and I think that's really, really difficult. So I don't know what you guys think. Do you think you can do it? Is that possible? Maybe some of you do that now. So you can write in the comments and say what you do. I think that doing this is quite important because we all want to live in a clean world to save the environment. So I think she's doing a really great thing, but it's really difficult to do, I think. So now let's look at today's sentence. The average American produces 4.3 pounds of trash a day. That's almost 16. The average American produces 4.3 pounds of trash a day. That's almost 1,600 pounds a year. But if we took some simple steps, we could go off the trash grid and minimize thousands of pounds of waste into just a single jar. The average American produces 4.3 pounds of trash a day. That's almost 1,600 pounds a year. But if we took some simple steps, we could go off the trash grid and minimize thousands of pounds of waste into just a single jar. So the first word there is average. This is a noun, 就是平均的意思, a level that is typical of a group, class, or series, a middle point between extremes. The average height of a Taiwanese man is 171 centimeters. Now let's look at the next word. This is average, but this time it is the adjective. 就是一般的意思, it means just ordinary or usual. For example, my friend's test score was very average. Now let's look at produce. This is a verb, 就是制造或者创造的意思. This is to be the source of something or someone, to be the place where something or someone comes from. For example, Apple produces all sorts of products, iPhones, iPads, computers, music, etc. Now let's look at the noun. This is said a slightly different way. This is produce. The verb is produce, the noun produce. This is fresh fruits and vegetables. 这是产品的意思. For example, I always try to buy fresh produce for all of my meal. Now let's look at production. This is a noun, 就是生养的意思. This is the process of making or growing something for sale or use. For example, the company's production schedule was delayed after an error with the machine. Now let's look at simple. This is an adjective, 就是简单的意思. This means not hard to understand or do. For example, everyone said the test was very simple, but I still failed. Now let's look at simplistic. This is an adjective, 就是过分简单化的. This is something that's too simple, not complete or thorough enough, not treating or considering all possibilities or parts. For example, the scientist's theory was too simplistic, so it was rejected. Now let's look at simplify. This is a verb, 就是简化的意思. This means to make something easier to do or understand. For example, I was trying to explain to my friend the theory of quantum mechanics, but he didn't understand, so I had to simplify what I was saying. Now let's look at the word grid. This is a noun, 就是网格的意思. This is a network of electrical wires and equipment that supplies electricity to a large area. For example, suddenly all the lights went off in my house. I was thinking, is there a problem with the grid? Now let's look at off the grid. This is living without using the services of public or private utility companies, such as electric, gas, or water, by generating and providing for one's needs, such as by using solar power. For example, the movie Into the Wild is about a boy who leaves the world behind to go off the grid and live by himself. Now, that is a very good film. I really recommend that. It's quite sad in the end, but very good. Now, let's look at the next word. This is minimize. This is a verb. This is to make something bad or not wanted as small as possible. For example, we should really try to minimize our waste in order to help the environment. Now let's look at the noun minimum. This is the lowest number or amount that is possible or allowed. For example, I have to score the minimum on the test or I will fail the course. Now let's look at the opposite word, maximum. This is a noun. This is the highest number or amount that is possible or allowed. For example, the maximum number of points you can score in a snooker game is 147. Now let's look at maximize. This is the verb. So it's to increase something as much as possible. For example, the company is trying to sell as many products as possible to maximize its profits. Now it's time for slang sentence of the week. So I was sick on Sunday, but that's okay. I can still do this now. So the slang sentence for this week is the average Joe. This is an average, unexceptional, or ordinary person, especially a boy or man. 这是一般人. For example, a typical movie these days doesn't have a complicated story, so even the average Joe can understand it. Okay guys, that's the end of today's challenge, so let's look at the sentence one more time. The average American produces 4.3 pounds of trash a day. That's almost 1,600 pounds a year. But if we took some simple steps, we could go off the trash grid and minimize thousands of pounds of waste into just a single jar.